Washington. Last night they had a big event at the Tarrant County Convention Center, all sorts of headline motivational speakers, including Colin Powell and Terry Bradshaw, and the man who joins us now on the ticket hotline, former President of the United States, now Dallas resident, George W. Bush. Good morning, sir.
Users.
George W. Yeah.
It's good to talk to you. Good to be on the ticket.
Good to have you.
Absolutely. Good to talk to my preferred morning show.
Well, thank you very much.
After I moved to town, I gave Kid Craddock a chance, but he plays too much of that black music.
Oh, my gosh, Mr. President.
I like sports talk, especially from you, Ja.
Oh, well, thank you.
Craig's a little bit too much of an OU homer.
Okay, well, sorry.
What up, P1s?
Oh, wow. Shout out.
So how'd it go last night?
We had a big event, Get Motivated, over at the Tarrant County Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't big enough to hold at the Death Star, so we had it over there at the Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
Plus, it seems at the Death Star, it's kind of hard to motivate anyone in that place.
Sports joke there.
But I made $100,000 just for getting up there and making stuff up. Kind of like Norm's job, right?
All right. Norm doesn't make stuff
no,
up.
No, he works hard.
But motivationing people is hard.
Motivating?
It's hard work.
It is hard work.
I got up there and I teach people how to challenge themselves to do better than they're doing already.
Right.
I have challenges that I have instituted. I invite a grandmother. As a matter of fact, last night, invited a grandmother up on stage to curl 300 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Her arms fell off at the elbows.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't work out well.
No.
So then I challenged her to walk across some hot coals, and she did it.
Wow, okay. That's pretty motivating.
Yeah.
Only suffered third-degree burns, but made it all the way across. Even if I did have to bullwhip her the last 2 yards across.
Oh, my gosh.
But last night I looked very smart. I followed Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, that's the right order.
It's a good
yeah.
lineup.
That guy's dumber than a box of dumb things that are in that box that I was talking about.
Right. Right. You sound out of breath, Mr. President. Are you exercising while we talk to you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay.
Talking normally. What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'm just kind of breathing heavy.
Want me to give some of my speech that I gave last night?
Sure. Sure.
All right. Parentheses. Wait for applause. How are y'all doing tonight, my fellow Americans? You know, over 300 years ago, our founding fathers wrote, always be selling. And that's what we're here to talk about tonight.
Well, I don't think they
really messed up there.
All right, let's do some Obama jokes. Why did Obama cross the road?
Why?
To apologize for his side of the road.
I bet that slayed him.
What's the Secret Service code for the arrival of Air Force One now?
Hmm.
The ego has landed.
Oh. That's good stuff.
Of course, based on what he's done in office so far, we're going to do a lot better on our tax returns under President Obama.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll all be able to write off his second term, that's for sure. What's the best thing about cash for clunkers?
Hmm.
It took most of the Obama stickers off the road. I gotta go.
All right.
Soon.
Thank you.
Boy, that
President
sounds like
Bush.
A home run.
There's George W. Speaking last night, Tarrant County Convention Center is a motivational speaker. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, the biggest.